Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Rangers. It's me, Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. It's 2024. Let's do this. Here's the credits, of course. Mike Rickberg sang that song at the beginning, and he wrote that song, and he sang it with Sarah Cohen, his wife. And he will sing the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Also, Patrick Brady, still putting this together. Video, audio, all of it. He's amazing. So, and Vilmos doing JackieCationStore.com. Squarespace is doing the regular Jackie Cation page, and I'm thinking of moving the Dork Forest and DorkForest.com away from WordPress because it's driving me nuts. But those are the credits. But if you go to JackieCation.com, you can get Dork Forest merch. You can get my stand-up merch. You can get my stand-up CDs and DVDs, which you'd have to have devices for those. You can also see videos and find out any number of things. I have another podcast called The Jackie and Laurie Show, but The Dork Forest is the flagship. 18th year, we're doing it, you guys. You can go to my Bandcamp or my YouTube for extra content. Please donate, is what I'm saying. It's 2024, and I think we've been in this long enough. Why don't you guys, everybody send me $100? That's what I'd like you to do. You can PayPal me. There's links all over the pages. You can Venmo me at Jackie Cation. You can find me at a stand-up show and hand me a sweaty wad of 20s. Do something. But I love doing the show. I would love to make some money, is what I'd like to do. In other news, I'm sure there's more things that I should talk about, but I can't think of them. But let's listen to who's going to dork out about something, because that's my favorite part. Thanks for listening, you guys. You're all great. Let's get into the show. Guess what? It's Dork Forest Day. Hello, I'm Jackie Cation. I'm in my garage. With absolutely no background. There's a picture of Tiberius, whatever, because he's buried underneath the flagstones. And when I say flagstones, I mean concrete. I don't know why I had to make it Victorian. Dork Forest, Rangers, I'm in the garage. With me, one of the comics that I met when I was up in Eugene, Oregon, she was great. And now she's gonna dork out about Finland. Welcome to the program, Emma Lee.
Thank you, Jackie.
And your handle on the Instagram is Emma Yucks, EMMAYUKS. And, nope.
I did get it wrong. Yeah. Oh. YUCKS.
Oh, YUCK. Oh, like as in yuck?
Yeah, as in yuck, yuck, you know.
Okay.
Like laughing. I'm sorry.
Well, I believe yucks is YUK, but.
Oh, dear.
Let me tell you something. My AOL account, which was created in 1989 by my sister, is linked to the name Jesus because she thought it was funny.
It's funny.
So that's how it goes with the internet. All of a sudden you buy something or you choose a handle. What is with my hair? Good Lord. Anyway, so it's a video program as well, you guys. Feel free to find out that I'm alive. Anyway, so go to the YouTube channel if you want, The Dork Forest, and watch this. You have a very pale background as well. I have a tape gun. You see my tape gun?
I do see that.
Sweet. Pretty sweet.
That's impressive.
Gun. Yeah. I do my own merch fulfillment.
Oh, okay.
I do my own merch fulfillment. Not going to lie to you. Okay. So, Emma, first of all, you live in Eugene, Oregon,
which I
have recently fallen in love with, possibly from a desire to run away. And it looks like the kind of place where people do.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a real place where people go, oh, yeah, I'm giving up. I'm just going to go to Eugene, Oregon. And but you are going for your PhD there.
Yeah.
And you have been doing stand-up comedy for some time.
Yep.
How long have you been doing stand-up? I forgot to ask.
Well, I started about 5 years ago. I wasn't doing it super regularly, and then the pandemic happened.
Sure.
And now here we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and can I, and I'm just before we get to talk about Finland, because why not? What are you getting your PhD in?
So my research is in presidential photography and photojournalism at the White House.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
If we run out of Finland talk, we will go back to that, my friend.
Okay.
Okay. But let's talk Finland, where you got your master's degree in what? Where'd you get your master's degree?
It was in media and global communication.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Helsinki.
Yep.
That's the only town I know in Finland. And I bet that they can see Russia from their house.
Some of them, maybe. Yeah.
Right. The ones by the Russian border.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. I don't know anything about Finland. What? It's up north. It's cold.
Yep.
And a lot of traditionally white people.
Yes, that's very true. All of those things are definitely true.
That's what I've got.
Most people don't know where it is on the map, so that's fun.
Where is it on the map?
It is right next to Russia.
Okay, but it's super, it's like, it's kind of by Norway or Sweden?
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. right next to Sweden, and then there's Russia and Finland's in the middle.
And where's North Norway? On the other side of Sweden? Okay,
I'm pretty sure.
There we go.
Unless geography. I got my geography wrong.
Well, it's a classic. But now we know that, so the northern, sort of the northwestern part of Russia, like what's a major city in Russia that's near Finland? Is there one?
Yeah, well, people take cruises, ferries over to St. Petersburg from Helsinki.
Oh, okay. That one's famous. St. Petersburg's famous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what, how, I don't, what do you know about Finland? Why do you love it? What's happening?
Well, I mean,
what made you go there?
Yeah. It's just such a fun, strange place. And I do love it so much. So I went there. I mean, I guess it's a little complicated. Well, not complicated, but my parents used to play music in Helsinki on these little the cruise boats that would go in between Helsinki and Stockholm.
Okay.
And so I grew up just hearing a whole lot about Finland and their friends in Finland. And then when I was 16, we finally went on a trip there for a week. And okay. I was like, this place is pretty cool. And then when I finished my bachelor's degree, I was working a job that I didn't really enjoy, driving way too far, making way too little money. And I said, well, you know, what do people do when they're miserable? They go to grad school, right? So
circles, yes.
Yeah. So I was just looking at programs and I thought, what's the farthest place from Florida I could possibly go?
Oh, did you grow up in Florida?
Yeah, I did. I grew up in Florida.
Northern Florida?
Central Florida.
Well, yeah. It's closer to 1977. So as you go further north in Florida, I find you end up closer to 1877.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's what they say. That's the saying. The more north you go, the more south it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So so central. Okay. So, yeah. But did you go to your undergrad in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. In Orlando. University of Central Florida.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. I studied journalism.
There you go. I see a pattern.
Yeah.
So, and then international journalism and media mm-hmm. is the master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, how far can I get from Florida?
Yeah.
And your parents liked Helsinki. Did they visit you during college? When you went there for master's?
They actually, you know, I don't think they came over. They came when I graduated. Yeah.
Okay.
And I did go back to Florida a couple of times while I lived abroad. Visit. So, yeah.
You're not a monster.
No.
You'll go say hi to your folks.
Exactly. And, I was working this job and I, you know, I wanted to go abroad. I wanted to get far away. And at the time, Finland was not charging tuition for non-EU students. So
really?
I thought I might as well apply. Like the worst thing they're going to say is no.
So it was free.
It was free.
To go.
Yep.
You had to do sort of housing and books and clothes
sure.
and food.
Yeah,
right?
I had to get a visa as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you can't stay in Europe longer than 90 days as an American. So I had to get a student visa. I had to go to Washington, D.C. and like get fingerprinted and all kinds of stuff.
Sure. That's and then are they still doing that?
No, it's changed now, unfortunately.
Well, that'll happen. It's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah.
But for the people who got it, that's great.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I was also very fortunate. I was very lucky. I got housing, like an apartment that was subsidized by the state. And so it was student housing and it was very cheap.
Did you end up getting like sort of a day job there or?
Yep. So that was also a really cool thing that happened. I applied for, like, they have grants for international students. And so I applied for one that would help me, like, for a traineeship, basically an internship. And so the university would pay me via this company if I got a job. So I worked part-time for a startup while I was there.
Okay. Yeah. And was it sort of a work study grant where you had to, it was a grant that you had to be at school to do it? And
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that does sound really cool.
Yeah.
It's winter a lot though there.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Except in the summertime.
When it's summer a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
How'd you like that?
Well, you know, I think I was just so happy to be there. I was like, this is amazing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I had a great time. I mean, I didn't mind it because coming from Florida when it's just 90 degrees every day, even on Christmas, I was just, you know, it was a very unique experience for me because I moved there, I think, in the fall around beginning of September. And so very quickly it became winter. And, you know, I had to buy snow boots. I had to buy a jacket. I said, I'm not going to buy one of these in Florida. It's not going to be good enough. So, I did have to go through all of that, but I didn't mind it so much. It was fun to be in the snow. And it was really interesting to sort of see how long it took for the sun to come up over the winter.
Wow, very scientific of you. Look how dark it is again today.
Yeah.
What about next month?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See that sliver of light? That means something's happening.
Yep.
Because it literally at some point it is 24 hours of darkness, right?
Not in Helsinki. Helsinki is, of course, their most southern city. And it's just...
No, I don't know that.
Yes, it is.
How many cities are there in...
A lot. It, you know...
It's a big country?
Not really, no. But they've got, you know, they've got enough going on to have a few more cities.
They got indoor plumbing.
They do.
I don't know anything... Like, what do you know about Finland historically? Like, were they colonizers? I'm sure they funded it. Like, what was their jam?
Yeah, they have a long history of trying to get their freedom from Sweden and then trying to get, separate from Russia. They've sort of had this long history of that.
Okay, so both sides of them are being sort of meddling.
Yeah.
Like they have meddling fingers on either side of Finland.
Yeah.
So they were too busy to oppress anyone else? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I'm sure that's not true.
But I don't know.
I don't know.
Right. I do love that, though. I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure they took time out of their busy lives being a powerful nation.
They probably had Vikings, and they didn't do anything good, you know? So
no, there was just, they're like birds who plant seeds elsewhere. And by that, I mean rape.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm so sorry.
And they do have their own indigenous population that, of like all indigenous populations, is a very small portion of the population at this point. So,
and pretty marginalized. And are they the reindeer people?
They are. Yeah. Sami.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me coming up with,
you do know some stuff.
Not the actual name, but what is the name of the people?
Sami. S-A-M-I.
S-A-M-I is the name of the tribe or the name of the
they're the Sami.
Is how they self ID.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get to see or do any reindeer stuff? Reindeer games?
No, not really, because a lot of that really happens in northern Finland. And I only went to northern Finland once during the summertime. And I said, I'm not going to come back here in the middle of winter. It's too much.
Right. Right. Was it pretty rural? Did it feel?
In some ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Are there outdoor stuff? Helsinki is a big city, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what the pop. Hey, Siri. What's the population of Helsinki? 675,000 people.
Yeah.
So that's, I don't know, 1/10 of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So it is, it's plenty of people though.
Yeah. for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big city. Well, yeah.
And you get to, I mean, and the thing is I'm sure there's plenty to do because of how long winter is.
Oh yeah. Yes. And you know, they do have their outdoor activities. They have national parks and really lovely outdoor areas like that. And people like to camp and, you know, forage for berries and mushrooms, and not too different from the Pacific Northwest.
Do you enjoy such a thing?
Oh, sure. Why not? Okay. You know?
Well, that's cool. Did you actually go camping in Finland?
No, I did not. Okay. Too many mosquitoes. A lot of mosquitoes in the summertime.
It's not nice. Will take you away. Yeah.
But they do have this, the cool, you know, I think it's cool, the right to roam rule, where, you know, you can just pretty much go where you like and where you want to go and not get in too much trouble about it.
So. Oh, you mean there as like property rights? You can kind of hike across people's land and they can't really give you any guff?
Mm-hmm.
I used to do door-to-door canvassing for an environmental group called Wisconsin's Environmental Decade.
Hmm.
Let know in your hearts that we made 40%. So for every dollar you gave, 60 cents of it went to administration and maybe a nickel to the environment. But whatever it was, I did a lot of the rural things. So I would walk from farmhouse to farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And once I crossed a farmland, and a guy shot at me with an actual rifle, and I ran, it turns out, and he didn't. I don't think he shot to hurt me.
Sure.
I think he just shot to say, "You kids, get off my land."
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Sort of walkabout, hiking.
Yeah, you can.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
Not so much. I spent much more time in the city. Yeah.
What did you do in the city?
Well,
do they have good restaurants or coffee shops?
Yeah, definitely. But I think as a student, I had a much different experience than one might if you move there for a job or because somehow you married a Finnish person and then you're going to live there. I had a much different experience.
How would it happen?
Yeah.
Somehow.
I don't know. So there was a lot to do like through the university. They, especially as an international student, they really put a lot of effort into helping you feel comfortable and integrate and giving you things to do. So
what did they give you to do besides, schoolwork and.
Well, sure, schoolwork. But I mean, more so like through student organizations. Like I was involved in an international student organization and mostly what they do is put on parties.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was it pretty international? Like plenty of Finnish people, but also a lot of other countries represented?
Yeah, mostly European countries. And you know, I knew a few Americans, and there were also, you know, Finnish people in my international program. So, it was pretty mixed. Yeah.
That's cool.
That was fun.
What do you got? What do you got for stories? What do you got? You got any good stories of good times and Helsinki for 2 years?
Sure. Well, you know, one of these activities that would be orchestrated by students were what they call sit-sits. Yeah.
Did you sit?
Yeah, you did. It's kind of like a dinner party-esque event.
Okay.
And they're themed. And some of them are just themed like, you know, dress nicely. Or, you know, we hosted a couple as this international student group that, you know, you can have a Valentine's Day themed one or pajama party themed. And so you show up in accordance to whatever the theme is. And it's basically a 3-course meal that is prepared by the people who are hosting the sit-sit. And it involves drinks and lots of wine and other things. And of course, if you don't drink, they have non-alcoholic options as well.
Sure.
And they're singing. And so I actually...
They're singing?
Yeah. So let me see here. I actually pulled one of my books out. You have to get these books for your sit-sit. And they're all themed for like which department you're in. So this was themed for the social sciences. And it's basically a, you know, a songbook.
Oh my gosh. With different songs. And then... And then you just go, and how many people come to the sit-sit?
I mean, they're quite large.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They're pretty big. I'm trying to think.
40?
Yeah, 40, 50, 20? 60. I went to a very big one that was like a celebration of the universe, like of the department that I was in. I don't remember how many years, 100 years or something like that of this department existing. And it was a very fancy one. And there were definitely over 100 people there.
Wow. And the hosts have to provide food and beverages for all those people.
Mm-hmm.
And does it cost anything?
Yeah, you do have to pay. Depending,
oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, depending on how fancy they are, you know, there's a varying cost level. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just to throw it in the kitty to cover
food,
whatever's happening,
and drinks and everything else. And so the people who host it also decide which songs you're going to sing and when and what you're going to do.
So is that a standard? Like, is there a new book for every sit that you go to?
No.
That's the main sit book for that, for the social sciences.
Yeah.
And so there has been a committee. They have come up with the songs that people in social sciences might know and sing. And there's no music, I see, just lyrics.
Just lyrics. Yeah. And they can be pretty interesting. And, you know, there's a mix of Finnish, Swedish, and English in here. And, you know, if they pick a song that's in Finnish, you just do your best.
Is it phonetically spelled?
It is, yeah.
Okay, well, that helps.
Yeah.
Is there a Finnish alphabet?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, they've got all kinds of letters with umlauts and stuff.
Oh, so they use it's not like the Armenian alphabet or the Russian alphabet.
No.
It uses the A to Z.
Yes.
And then they just add a lot of dots and curly Qs, kind of like the French.
Yeah.
That's it. Have I offended everyone? Have I belittled everything? Okay, there we go. Keep moving. Okay, so, but I didn't know. So it's phonetically, because that's what they do in the Armenian church. They have it written in Armenian, the music, and then on the opposite page, it's all phonetically done in the A to Z.
Okay, yeah.
Regular.
Well, so the cool thing about the Finnish language is that you pronounce every letter. So basically, the way it's written is the way it's said. So you don't need it is already kind of spelled phonetically, as long as you know how to pronounce the letters with the umlauts.
Oh, right. How do you pronounce the letters with the umlauts?
I don't want to embarrass myself, Jackie.
It's called the Dork Chorus, but I completely support you. If there's anyone Finnish who wants to let me in on it, I'm sure that there's sort of, depending how many dots and swirls are going on, how you pronounce it. Like, it's just a long A versus a short A.
Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of thing.
And, you know, it's a very consonant heavy language. And so if there's two consonants in a row, it's kind of like a pause. Like you do have to pronounce them both.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's sort of a skip. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a tough language. I tried to learn it. I took an intensive Finnish course through the university and I had to take the final exam twice. So.
Oh, but you passed it eventually?
The second time, yeah.
Right. And was it immersive in the way that it was also spoken, or was it mostly written?
Well, what do you mean?
When you said it was, you didn't say immersive, you said intensive.
Intensive,
sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So was it mostly written, or was it spoken?
Well,
because you should be able, like, can you ask, where's the bathroom and how do I get to the bibliotheque?
Not anymore.
Okay. Well, if you went, it would take you 2 or 3 days to go, I know how to ask for a cup of coffee.
It's a tough language. It is a tough, it's not a romantic language. It's not related to really any other language. It's in the Finno-Ugric family, which I believe Hungarian.
What else is in there?
Hungarians in that. I'm not sure what else, but it's very interesting because, you know, the endings of words change. Like if you're going to the train station or you're leaving the train station, it's, you know, train station going to train station leaving. That's kind of
which is how Latin works, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's to learn another language is so complicated.
Yeah.
Failed at more than one. So congratulations.
And then
language,
you know, in the bigger cities in Finland, everybody speaks English. And so it was incredibly difficult to actually apply what I learned. You know, oh, right. You go try to order.
Because everybody was practicing their English.
Yeah. Or they're just like, we appreciate the effort, but it'd be easier for both of us if we just speak English.
All right. Yeah. Well, then. Yeah. Okay. Well, but that's good to know, too, is that everyone speaks English. And yeah. You know how to say thank you?
Yes. And now you've put Will me on the spot and I already forgot.
Oh.
Oh, I do. Hey, Siri. Okay. It's Quitos.
Quitos?
Yeah. Quitos. Quitos.
Quitos. There we go. Because you gotta do both eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And then, I like that.
Thank you very much is Quitos Palion.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. See? Know you some remembered stuff. Something.
Yeah.
There you go. And what about, so when you go to us, I just want to go back to the sit.
Yeah.
Are there any songs that you knew that were in that book?
Well,
like Row, Row, Row Your Boat? I don't know what I want there to be.
They're, no. They are very interesting songs. So even the English ones, they're like drinking songs. I was sort of, you know, going through the book before we got on here, and they have the Homer Simpson version of Do Re Mi, you know, Do a deer. Yeah. That's in here. Yeah. And then, you know,
but it's the Homer Simpson version.
Yeah.
You know that there's 30 seasons of The Simpsons.
Well,
I have not
that's
seen
what
the Homer
called Sim- it in here.
Okay. Oh, because it's probably obnoxious or something.
Yeah. How does it go? Doe a deer.
A female deer.
Yeah.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
No, Ray.
Me, a
the
name
guy
I call myself.
Beer from.
Okay. Oh,
me,
it's
the
Firkin.
Guy I buy beer
it's
for. Filkin.
Okay. So they just changed the words to yeah.
Long, long way to the store, whatever it is. You know, that version is in here somewhere.
Okay.
And I do have three different versions of this book because I kept forgetting them and just kept getting more because I was like, I need this. So, yeah.
Right. And are they all for the same department?
Yeah. Yep. So these are two different. So I was there for 2 years and there's a new one every year, basically.
Oh, okay.
But the songs are pretty similar. But, you know, if you don't get the new one, if they say open to page 60, your page 60 might be different. So
that's it. Yep. That's how they get you.
Yep. So and I've got all my name tags that I got because, you know, they organize where you sit as well.
Oh,
it's a
do they have
thing.
A plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You plan it out.
And have you ever been on a planning commission or mm-hmm. thrown one?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I was involved in making one. And so, you know, right. it also helps to have that plan. So, you know, who's a vegetarian or who's gluten-free, who wants non-alcoholic drinks, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's how micromanaged it is.
Yeah.
You have to hire caterers or hire waiters or?
No, we cooked the food ourselves. So there was basically a space. It was called the new student hall. And there's also the old student hall. And
there better be.
Yeah. And, you know, these are spaces that the university owns that you can reserve as a student organization, and some of them have kitchens and stuff like that. Okay. So I'm sure, you know, we weren't meeting any kind of health code, but we did cook the food ourselves.
Right. I lived in a co-op in Madison, Wisconsin for 5 years during my undergrad. And every Sunday, two sets of roommates had to make the Sunday dinner. And we didn't know what the hell.
Yeah.
There was, yeah, it was gross.
Yeah.
And people were always like, all right, it's free.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
And so wait, so what did you cook? Do you remember any of the things that you made?
Gosh, I'm trying to
how
remember.
How many times did you do it?
Well, how many times did I help put one on or how many did I go to?
How many did you help put, like just one or?
I think I only was involved in two or three because they're a lot of work.
Yeah, they really, they sound like it. Especially if there's going to be 30 or 100 people there.
Right, because you have to also get the alcohol or any other drinks yourself. And that's kind of to me as an American is a very funny thing that the university is just like, yeah, you know, every student group gets a certain amount of money that you can use and you're allowed to use that money to buy alcohol. And the thing is you take the ferry down to Estonia, at least when I lived there, because the liquor stores in Finland are state owned and it's very expensive to buy alcohol. And so you would go down to Estonia and buy your cases and then take the ferry back and cart with, all this
and is Estonia? I feel like Estonia is another country, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Thanks for playing, Jackie.
Yes, it is.
So
it's directly south of Helsinki.
Oh, it's and so it's just an easy ferry ride, and
yeah, I think
you
was
still have you're still
going
to need a car to. Okay.
Well, no, we didn't need a car. We got carts or trolleys.
Wagons.
Yeah, we're like yeah, the things that are like straight, and then they've got the little.
Oh, a hand truck.
Yeah,
like a dolly.
Yeah, a dolly. Yeah, yeah, that's the word.
Some people call them dollies. Some people call them hand trucks. Yeah.
And so you just kind of
you just rolled that through the streets.
Yep,
that's outstanding.
Yeah,
just cases and cases of beer and booze and.
Yep.
All right. And then what was the food? They eat. Yeah.
So it really depends, and I'm trying to remember what we cooked. I remember the only thing that I can remember truly was one time we made like a borscht.
Okay, which is beets or cabbage or and it's a soup.
Yeah.
What kind of booze did you get? Do you remember what kind of booze you got?
Well, it's mostly wine. You start with wine and then you have your harder liquor for special occasion toasts and cheers and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the harder liquor though? Just vodka or
Yeah, mostly vodka. I think that was the safe bet. They've got a lot of interesting, strange drinks, though.
Did you try anything that was weird, like a lime or a lemon? Like,
well,
because right now there's a lot of candied booze out there. They're just like, your inner child wants something that tastes like lemonade.
Well, the inner child in Finland, they're big on salty licorice. Have you ever had it?
Oh. No.
Yeah.
It's just like red or black licorice with salt on it?
It's black licorice. And I actually have, this is the candy version. It's called Salmiakki.
Okay.
And
is it good?
If you like salty licorice, it's good.
Yeah. Okay. And if you like black licorice and then with salt on top of it?
Yeah.
What's in it? Can you read the ingredients?
Let's see. Do they have an English?
Or is it just in Finnish?
Well, it's in Finnish and Swedish.
Okay.
And
well,
not,
they mean it. They mean well.
Not in English. Yeah.
All right. Well, because what I'm wondering is, because I think red vines are made out of cancer and dreams. So I don't know I don't think the EU allows that.
No.
So.
No, I don't think so. But it's hard to, I mean, I don't know. Again, it depends on how you really feel about black licorice.
I like black licorice. A lot of people don't. It was an acquired taste. I never liked it when I was a kid because it wasn't sweet enough.
Yeah.
But as my palate matured, I enjoyed black licorice. And I don't mind a salt. I think I was in Iceland and I tried a salty black licorice and it was fine.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing to write home about, but also not a bad thing.
No.
So.
So they also have an alcohol that tastes like that.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that'll suck the youth in, especially if you're raised on salty black licorice.
It's not a nice drink. I just don't think I'm a fan of black licorice, especially salty black.
Oh, that
licorice.
Might be it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because
so
it's.
What did
I
you,
actually have a little bottle here. It's also a black drink.
And what's it called?
Well, it's also called Salmiakki.
Okay.
They might sometimes, it's
called Salmari. Is it 180 proof?
It says
like,
it's
is it 90% alcohol? Really?
Yeah. It is vegan.
Wait,
also.
30% as well it ought to be. It's just licorice. The 30% alcohol or 30%, I think 30%. So that's 60 proof.
30% volume.
Oh, that's actually how much is in the bottle.
I don't know.
Really? PhD? What's happening?
In social sciences. Okay.
Not in the word science is in it. That's what I always, because I have a BA in political science. And so whenever anyone asks me a medical question, I'm like, well, you know, science is in the name.
Yeah.
So get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Okay. So, right. So what did you end up eating? A lot of fish?
Yeah. A lot of salmon. They've got a really,
oh, nice.
A Finnish dish that I really like is salmon soup. And it's more of a summertime dish. It's like a creamy salmon soup with potatoes and carrots and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish my mother-in-law liked fish. She literally said to me the other night, and this is where I just take over the show. She literally said to me, I don't know why anyone would eat fish. And I said, you can't get rid of an entire part of food. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just say, I suppose, like, some people do it with pork, but they eat other meats. Mm-hmm. And some people do it with meat, but they're like, no, I see why people eat meat. They like it. But why would you say fish is so gross? I don't know why anyone would eat it. And you're like, fish is not gross. It's delicious.
Yeah.
But you don't like fish. Just say that.
Yeah.
Here ends the rant about fish. Okay. So what it's essentially a white soup, but with salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause Finland, I think probably is a fishing, like, historically, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any herring?
No, it was there though.
It was available. It was readily available.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They also love
what
their,
were other things that were,
rye bread. Rye bread is their big preferred bread.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's more interesting. It's certainly an interesting bread. I don't know if, what kind of, what did they, so the salmon soup sounds delicious.
It's good.
What else, what other foods did you enjoy?
Well, an interesting tradition that they have is, I think it's Thursdays. It's either Thursdays or Tuesdays. They do pea soup. It's a, pea soup and
like an English pea, like a regular English pea.
Well, it's like, you know,
or is it a bean, like a split pea?
That's a really great question, Jackie.
But they call it pea soup.
Because it's green.
You
and
guys,
it's all soup.
It's soup like, and, I will look into this pea soup tradition.
Yeah. And you eat it with a pancake.
Oh, what kind of pancake?
Well,
just like a,
Well, not American pancakes. You know, it's literally a cake that's baked in a pan in the oven. So they're a little thicker and they're kind of eggier. They're sweet.
Nice.
You eat them with jam, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did you do any baking? Did you understand?
I mean, I didn't do the baking.
No. Do you do any sort of cooking or?
I don't have an oven in my apartment, so I mostly eat macaroni and cheese right now.
At this time, it's
this
macaroni
stage
and cheese
in my
available?
Life, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, but at that stage in your life, did they teach you how to make any sort of Finnish food? Or?
No. If that's the kind of thing you want to learn, you got to do it on your own for sure.
So, what was the ones that you went to, the sitsits that you went to, were they, costumey or what were the themes? Do you remember?
Well, actually there was one I went to that was a little costumey. There's another student tradition, to wear overalls, which they call overalls, but they're like, I don't know what you would see.
Bib jeans?
No, like full arm, full leg, button up the middle.
Oh, like a painter's coverall kind of
coveralls.
Thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, so
they're very, very hip right now. There's a lot of very fancy ladies that are wearing, and I'm like, how do you go to the bathroom?
It was an interesting experience for sure. And so you go to these events, whether they're parties or they're, they can be kind of anything hosted by the university. And you collect patches from these events that you go to and you sew them on your overalls and then people know that you like.
It's just a collectory. Yeah. They made it into a game.
Yeah, pretty much. So, and then you have a different color depending on which department you're in. So my overalls were red for the social sciences. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What is social science? Like a master's in social sciences, what classes are you taking?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty broad term. You know,
it's so broad.
I took political communication classes. I also took some classes on in Indigenous studies.
Finnish Indigenous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what did you end up getting your master's in?
Media and Global Communication is the title.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you ended up do you study sort of the integration of media with the social sciences?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, you know, in the umbrella of social sciences, because social sciences also encompasses political science and everything like that, kind of.
Oh, they never let me in on that. All I knew was that the international relations people were very arrogant. And I was like, political sciences, we're more pure. The IR people, they're all opportunists. And so.
Those guys. Yeah.
Those guys. Anyway. So. So it's name for me some of the fun things that you love about Helsinki and Finland.
Yeah.
And why you picked it as your dorkdom.
Well, I really like going to the sauna. It was not something I had ever really done before moving to Finland. But that is another social activity.
That's cool. Yeah. What is it?
What is a sauna?
Yeah. Is that the wet one? Is that the dry one? What is it?
Yeah, it's...
Tell the people who know nothing.
So, yeah, it's the, I guess, the wet...
Pretend I've never been to Helsinki.
Okay, let's pretend.
Which I've never had.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a wooden structure, and there's a stove inside that, if it's a traditional wooden sauna, it's going to have a fire stove, and on top of it are going to be a stack of rocks. And it could also be electric and heat the rocks electrically. And then you know, take your water and you dump it on the hot rocks and it steams up the room.
Okay. So, but it's done, it's a wooden, like, it's not just like at the gym, if you go into a sauna, there's a wet one and a dry one. And there's not one that has a medium where you throw water on. That seems to be one that's not offered at Bally's.
Yeah.
Right? At fitness, 24-hour fitness.
Yeah.
So traditionally that's something that they introduced you to, or?
Oh yeah. It's a bit, I mean, I think the fun fact, I should maybe double check it before I say it, but I think the fun fact is there's more saunas in Finland than there are people. Like it's the thing you do. Because, you know, traditionally, in the evening, it's, you know, historically, it's what you would have done. One in Finland would have done, to shower and clean off. And, you know, way back when in ye olde times, they were used as structures for women to give birth in, or you would have, you know, lay your dead person in there for however long they need to be. You know, so it's kind of a space to clean and cleanse. And so, yeah, you sweat a lot. That's the point of it.
Yeah.
And then you rinse off. Yeah.
Okay. And they just, is there a shower in it?
No.
Or is there a shower elsewhere?
So it depends. Again, if you're doing it the more traditional way, the sauna is going to be right next to some kind of body of water, a lake. Lots of lakes in Finland, very lake heavy country. But I've also
freshwater.
Yeah, no alligators there, thank goodness.
Emily, by the way, from Florida.
Yeah.
So just, you know, it's Emma Yucks, EMMAYUCKS, and stand-up comedy. Yeah. So there's a lake next to the wooden structure.
Yeah, or
in a traditional, or in many cases,
yeah,
or most cases, mm-hmm, traditional.
And I've also been in some saunas that were, you know, on the bay to the ocean, and stuff like that. So
And so do you come out and then just jump in the lake?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's also... Well, and so then, you know, then you can come back. Like I was just, when I was just in Finland this summer, I was in a sauna that, you know, they have a tap. And so when you're all done, then you can take the water and rinse off and then be done.
Kind of a bucket?
Yeah. Bucket situation. Bucket dump situation.
Bucket dump. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I go to a lot of Korean spas.
Okay.
So there's usually a bucket and some water and some, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the, how did you get to your first one? Like, how did you know that they had them? Did somebody tell you that you should go to one or?
Well, I mean, it's the thing. I mean, people just do it.
It just happens?
Yeah. I mean, there was a sauna attached to the apartment that I lived in, like a community apartment sauna, and you can reserve it. And so I would go with my roommates. I would go with my friends.
Did your roommates, had they lived there longer? Did they kind of know what they were doing?
Yes. Yeah. One of my roommates was Finnish. And they had lived there for quite some time, like in that apartment, actually. I was the newcomer.
Okay. Right. Right. And you have to reserve it because you could just go, I'd like to go. And how long do you reserve it for? Like a half an hour?
Probably at least an hour, if not a little bit longer, but you know, then there are public saunas. Like there was one that I really enjoyed going to, and this is a very, you kind of have to know, I mean, I guess you can Google it and find it, but I found out about it from the other Finnish people that I knew. It was a community run sauna. There was nobody doing official oversight and cleanup. It was run by the people who went there basically.
Okay.
It actually did burn down a couple of years ago and they rebuilt it.
And it turns out possibly a cooperative thing may not be as successful as something when there's a committee that's in charge of something.
Yeah.
You've been to it?
Yeah. And that one was public. You didn't have to reserve it. Didn't cost anything. You just show up and hope it's not too busy. And then they have go ahead.
The ones next to your apartment, did that cost or was that included in the?
No, that was included. It was
just a sign up.
Yeah. And then I did, you know, a couple of times go to what I guess would be more touristy ones. Like there's this one in Helsinki. It's called the Aulis Pool. And it has a sauna. And when I went there in the wintertime, we did some ice swimming because it's got pools that are part of the bay there. And so, you know, bay water, and they had they chip it out in the winter time so you can swim in it.
You can jump so you sauna and then jump into freezing cold water. They have that at the Korean spa too. I'm not super interested in it. I've done it, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
So are they co-ed? Are you clothed? What's happening?
That also varies. The public ones, you know, they are usually co-ed. And if it's somewhere you pay to go to, it's likely that you have to be clothed. The community one that I was just telling you about, it's really up to you. And most people are not clothed.
And yet co-ed?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I was, as an American, I would just like to know.
I know.
If people are noodly or not.
Yes, they are.
But then it was fine?
Then they do have ones that are, you know, I went to a big swimming hall that was a nude swimming hall, and they did have men's and women's days. So
okay.
It really varies.
That's cool. And then why is it social? Like, are you sweating together?
Oh, yeah.
Are you just sitting around?
Yeah. Well,
for an hour?
Or however long you want. You know, I've spent quite a long time in saunas because you go in and out and you take your breaks and you drink water.
Okay.
And then, you know, the other traditional thing to do after you're done with the sauna is to grill food, grill up some sausages and veggies and stuff and have that.
Okay.
But yeah, what did you ask me? I forgot.
That was the social aspect of it. So what kind of sausages? Fish sausages?
No.
Or do they have reindeer?
I suppose you can get reindeer sausages, but they're just, you know, normal.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just pork or beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it is pretty funny to think about talking to people in the sauna, but you know, the whole thing about Finnish people is they don't like to talk much, but then, you know, get them in the sauna and you'll hear somebody's life story. It's
really,
it's pretty funny. Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Cause, especially if you're, cause you're in with strangers sometimes,
uh-huh, sometimes,
right?
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting there and all of a sudden they're like, you know, my daughter.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes. It really depends.
That's, yeah. Okay. Wow. All right. And then what else is traditionally Finnish? Is there anything else traditionally Finnish that I don't know about?
I'm sure. I'll have to think about it.
Besides saunas?
Well, and I, you know, I did remember another Finnish word that I know that's associated with saunas. The word luoli. And I can never say it right. Everybody corrects me. But that's the word for when you throw the water on the rocks and the steam comes up.
Oh, okay.
Lowly.
And that it has a word.
Yeah.
Lowly. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
So what else is traditionally Finnish?
Do you ever go on a balloon ride?
No balloon rides.
I don't know. Just thought it'd be kind of fun. Do they have, I don't know what the land looks like in Finland.
It's flat.
Is it flat?
Yeah, it's flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do they grow rye wheat? Do they essentially, or do
I
they
don't know.
Have they always traded, like, is there farmland or is
oh,
it mostly
sure.
herd?
Yeah.
A herding community.
Herding is up north mostly from what I understand. Mm-hmm. But they do have farmland. I don't know what they farm though. It's a good question.
What's the, and then here's another question.
Yeah.
What's the coffee situation there?
Oh,
I'm a big fan.
They love their coffee. I think they have like the highest coffee consumption, like per capita or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they drinking shots? Are they drinking espressos or are they drinking just a cup of coffee?
I think it's just a cup of coffee. I don't drink coffee myself, so I don't actually know.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And because I do love a coffee culture.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like sort of a coffee shop culture.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, do they do anything like, you know, when you go to Italy,
mm-hmm.
all the restaurants are closed between like 2 and 5, mm. 2 and 6. Mm. Is there any of that going on?
Well, that sort
Do
of
thing.
Do they
start the day late?
That sort of thing kind of happens in the summertime in the cities because everybody will go to their summer cottage for midsummer. That's another traditional
okay.
Finnish thing. And so, you know, Helsinki will just kind of be dead in the middle of June.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They'll just take off
mm-hmm.
And everybody sort of has like cabins or something
yep.
out
in the
right.
countryside.
That is very Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Well, yeah.
So,
from what I've heard, I guess it does look very similar to Wisconsin.
It might be the reason why Wisconsin and Minnesota have those traditions because
mm-hmm.
There's plenty of Swedish, Norwegian,
yep.
Finnish, just whitey magoos
yep.
from Northern Europe
yep.
Came to plenty of Germans and Polish people too. But yes, but that's right there too. Just, I mean, it's southern. It's south of
yeah.
it. But
also
sure
whitey magoos. Yeah.
A pile of whitey magoos
yeah.
for sure. What was there any sort of nightlife?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Because I mean, in the winter, nighttime starts at like 3 p.m. So...
yeah. So is that when the drinking starts?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say so. But, you know,
wow.
I don't want to paint them.
But you got to go to college. Yeah.
Well, no, that's definitely not true. They do, I think, unfortunately, have a very high rate of alcoholism and depression.
Sure.
So for
it's
the happiest
super dark.
Country in the world, I don't know.
Well, and do they have those lamps that bring the sun to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe
Did you use one of those?
I did not. I just, you know, gritted my teeth and got through it. That's why I go to the sauna so much. It's nice and warm
okay.
and good place
right,
to be.
It's warm and social
yeah.
and there's humans.
Yep.
Are you kind of shoulder to shoulder in the sauna? I don't want to touch someone wet.
Yeah, it depends. Again, it depends. If it's very busy, you might be pretty. Of course, though, like everybody does their best not to touch and to look right. at the neighbors, you know.
Right, right. Everybody's trying to be polite.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and, lots of eye okay. contact, which, again, you're probably not going to get anywhere else in Finland. But yeah, it can be a little, it can be, and if like you don't bring your own towel to sit on in the sauna, it's like, it's a little slimy. Yeah, are
there, is there, right, right, it's gross.
It's so gross. Are there,
like, what are the protocols?
I mean, well, there aren't many. And
there's sort of accepted, well, I'm sure there's accepted things, and then there's things that they, that are encouraged as a culture.
Definitely. And yeah, again, it really depends on where you are and what kind of sauna you're in. I mean, I was in a very busy sauna one time, and the people there who went there regularly were not happy about it. And so they just started dumping water on the rocks until it got hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter. And people that couldn't and didn't want to deal with it left. And so they said, finally, this is less busy.
Ugh. That is hilarious. And by the way, I love finding the actual dorkdom of somebody right around 40 minutes into the show,
yeah, which is sauna, just the sauna,
which
episode?
Is fucking sauna. Right.
Yeah.
So how hot can you stand it? Like, I mean, I suppose if it's, do they encourage you to, and do they encourage you to bring a towel?
Yes.
They encourage you.
Yeah, for sure. And bring water, yeah. of course, and take as many breaks as you need to. You know, they're really not judgmental at all. Do what you got to do so that you have a good time. I mean, you don't go there to suffer, you know.
Right, right. What is the good time, though? Of it feels like suffering to me,
it's
I have to say.
Refreshing.
But that's only because, is it?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So it's cleaning out your pores, mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go in Eugene, Oregon? Do you go to them?
No, I think there's only one place that I could go. And I don't know. I haven't been.
Yeah, you haven't been. You haven't tried it yet. How long have you been back in Eugene?
Well, I mean, in general, how long have I lived
like
here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've lived
5 years of doing stand-up?
I've lived here for about 6 years now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, by the way, I am talking with Emily. It is EMMAYUCKS on the Instagram. Stand-up comic, Eugene, Oregon. We're talking about Finland.
Yeah.
Which is in between Sweden and Russia. Did you end up going to Sweden or Russia?
I did go to Sweden. I did a lot of traveling while I was there because they offer a lot of student discounts. And
nice.
There was this sort of organization that helped find cheap plane tickets. And, of course, you know, they've got a train system in Europe. So I did a lot of traveling. I did go to Sweden. I didn't go to Russia because you got to get a visa and stuff to go there. And I was just like,
right, it's more complicated.
Yeah, yeah, I'm all right.
And how was Estonia? Could you just hop over there?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a ferry down there. Just a few hours.
But you bring your passport, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
I did most of the time, but you know, if you're in Europe, if you're in the Schengen zone, they don't have, you know, you can travel freely between countries. You don't actually.
What's Schengen?
Well, it's like an agreement that a lot of the European countries have, you know, no travel borders basically. So, you know, you can travel between France and Spain and not have to show your passport. Like if you drive over the border, you don't have to show your passport.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
As an EU kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
or
yeah,
okay. Oh, that's all right. Now I want to go. So when were you last there
in Finland? Well, I was there this past June for Midsummer because it's a fun time and I like to celebrate Midsummer. And so yeah, I was there this past June, and I also went to a wedding for a friend of mine last year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you still have friends who live there, mm-hmm. and.
Yeah.
Yep. So super fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like the idea that, so I was in Iceland.
Okay.
And I was, and I asked several people in Iceland, of Icelandic people,
mm-hmm.
What is the food that I should try
okay.
when I come to Iceland?
Mm-hmm.
I have since learned that there is a disgusting shark-based food that I don't want to try.
Yeah.
That they were nice enough to not tell me about. They said, well, you should definitely try a meat soup. We do an amazing meat soup here. And I was like, what kind of meat? They're like, it's just meat soup. And so I ordered it twice while we were on that trip in an effort to find out what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
And it turns out, you know what we call meat soup here in America?
What?
Soup. It's just soup with different meats, whatever's available. You can get yourself kind of a beef and vegetable soup. Okay. Sometimes it's a chicken soup. Uh-huh. And sometimes it's like a lamb, a little bit of a lamb stew, yeah. but kind of brothy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a green bean and beef. Yeah. Nothing. It's soup. So is there a finish besides the salmon soup? Is there other foods that are kind of traditional?
Traditional.
That you tried
food.
Or did not try?
Yeah. Well, you know, the open face sandwich is a pretty traditional.
They do some good work with an open face sandwich.
They do. And then they have pastries that are pretty good. They bake with cardamom a lot.
Okay.
And then they have this other, it's kind of like a rice. Hey, I can't remember the name of it exactly. I'd have to look it up. But it's this kind of pastry that looks like this, and it's kind
like
of
a hand.
Folded in. Yeah. And it's okay. got rice and eggs in the middle of it. And that's very traditional finish.
Oh, like a breakfast?
Yeah.
Like a breakfast pastry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it looks like a cherry Danish,
well,
but it has eggs in it?
No. I didn't do a very good job explaining, I'll be honest with you.
No, it's fine.
And it's mostly, it's rice in the middle. And then, you know, whenever you have it, like you put boiled eggs on top of it or whatever on top of it. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds delicious. Yeah. Well, this has been what it's done for me, Emily.
Yes.
This has whet my interest in Finland.
Good.
And it makes me interested in going to Finland, which I've absolutely never wanted to go to Finland before. Not for any. Did you get to see the Northern Lights?
Not there. No, because Helsinki
is well lit.
Yes, it is.
You'd have to leave town,
yeah.
I think,
and
to get to see it.
Then you have to hope for clear sky, which in the wintertime when the Northern Lights come out is a bit of a rarity.
Is it pretty cloudy?
Yeah, for sure. It can be. And so that's kind of what makes winter so terrible is even if the sun is out, you might not be able to see it.
You don't get to see it.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave it on that cheerful note, you guys. No, it's go there. Bring joy to Finland if you can. And definitely go sit in the sauna because that's where all of their socializing and most of their joy resides from the sound of it. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. Emily, you've been a great, thank you so much for doing The Dork Forest.
Thank you for having me on, Jackie. This was great.
And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?